Test 82, Section 4, Question 4. Here, we're looking for a disagreement between Oscar and Bettina. Now, Oscar says, clearly student evaluations provide the best assessment of teacher performance, so student evaluations are the best assessment. Who is in a better position to judge a teacher than the students, so who's better than the students? And so, basically, two claims. Who's better than the students, which is a rhetorical question, kind of assuming that they are the best, and then student evaluations provide the best assessment. So it's really kind of one claim, just two sentences. Bettina, student evaluations of teachers are usually conducted at the end of a class, so no dispute yet. However, students generally fail to appreciate the impact of a teacher until many years later, so they don't really understand the impact till later. So peer evaluations of teachers might be a good supplement or a better alternative. So it's saying peer explanations might be better. So in this case, we really are looking at what they disagree about is whether or not the student evaluations are the best, and to a certain degree, whether they're in the best position to judge a teacher than their current students. So it's saying, okay, because Bettina says, look, they're not necessarily in their best position. It will be later that they might be. So A, students are ever capable of adequately judging a performance. They don't disagree about whether they're ever able to. Bettina just says they aren't ready to yet. Students' opinions may change over a period of many years. Well, the problem is Oscar doesn't dispute that. Student evaluations furnish the optimal assessment of teacher performance. That seems kind of like what we are getting. Teacher performance should be assessed without conducting any evaluations. No, student evaluations are conducted at the end of the class. Oscar never says anything about that, and so therefore C is going to be our correct answer. It's the only statement really that Oscar is committed to.